And also, Dom says, what does spray paint contain that makes it burn so well? Well, the answer is, Dom, two things. One is the propellant, the stuff that makes the paint come out of the tin in the first place. That's usually a gas like butane or propane. Those are the common propellants, also used in deodorant, which is why deodorant's so flammable. The other thing that the spray paints contain is that the paint molecules themselves are hydrocarbon-based, and so they're very flammable. And there's methanol in there too. Well, that's all we've got time for this week. We have run out of time. So I have to say a very big thank you to Michael Tiemann, Darren Strange and Don Marty, who talked to Laura about her open source software, and also to Lord Drayson, who chatted with Ben earlier this week. Thank you also to our production team, Diana O'Carroll, Laura Soule, Tom Simpkins, Ben Vowsler. And finally, thank you to everyone for listening to us at home. We couldn't do it without you. Next week, Dr. Cat will be here with a special Naked Science. And after her, across the summer, we'll also be joined by various members of the Naked Scientist team who will be bringing us up to date with their favourite bits from the past 12 months. Plus, you'll also get your chance to hear Ben dancing very badly in the studio again. If you'd like to hear any of these programmes that we've produced this year over again, to catch up on any of them, they're all on our website and available as a podcast. You can find out more at nakedscientist.com/podcast. In the meantime, have a great few weeks and I'll be back with you in September. See you soon, and thanks for listening once again. Goodbye.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.